This is a Soul Fire production. Welcome to the Embodied Woman Podcast. If you are new, hi, welcome. If you are a regular, welcome back. I love you. Today's conversation is with Ruby Chase, who will be a performer, activator, supporting me with initiations for all of the women at the Untamed Experience. Ruby Chase is a singer, writer, producer, DJ, and ceremonialist. With a focus on taking her listeners on a journey, Ruby serves up a unique ritualistic approach to her live performance, weaving a broad span of musical flavors ranging from deep tribal bass to floating angelic highs. Her work is incredible. And the sets that she has planned to be pouring into and playing at the Untamed Experience are going to be iconic. Incredible. I have goosebumps thinking about it. But today's conversation, we talk about sisterhood. We talk about the power of music when it comes to healing the body, the power of vibration and sound when it comes to tapping into higher states of consciousness. Medicine doesn't always have to be involved to be able to truly tap into new and higher frequencies. And at the Untamed Experience, we're going to be experiencing, well, exactly that. So buckle up for this conversation. Ruby Chase is just a powerful priestess, and her words, her vibration, her sound, truth pouring through her is going to awaken every cell in your body. That I can promise. I'll see you on the other side with Ruby Chase. Oh my goodness, I am so excited for this conversation. Welcome to the show, Ruby.
So excited to be here.
Before we dive into all the magic that I know is going to unfold from this conversation, a question I ask every guest: what does being an embodied woman mean to you?
Being an embodied woman, embodiment, it's such a gift to be in these bodies, first of all. So first of all, brings up a lot of gratitude to be able to be in these bodies. And for me, embodiment is really about walking the talk and stepping boldly into the shoes that we choose for ourselves. Yeah. And really standing in what we speak and what we believe in, and choosing to be here, choosing to be in these bodies, choosing to meet each day with a willingness of what is showing up in front of us, and really living into each and every stretch of ourselves, right? It's one thing to just kind of walk through life, but are we stretching to the tips of our fingertips, to the tips of our toes? Are we allowing our aura to spread out and fill up our whole body? Not only our whole body, but that 10-foot radius from our heart. And some people even say the heart can radiate up to 2 football fields out from our being when we're really in radiance. So embodiment can very much be much more than just being in our bodies, but even larger than life, which I know you are so attuned with Untamed, and being that full expression, which is just the right amount of all the too much.
Oh, beautifully put. And what are some ways right now that you are practicing that stretch, that expansion beyond self?
It's a daily practice, for sure. I mean, the most obvious way I feel that is on stage. Mm-hmm. When we have this vantage of all these different hearts and minds that we're tuning with at the same time from the point of stage and the collective attention that is going into that moment, it's an amplifying coil. It's very much an amplifier when we have that much consciousness attuned to one thing. And it's really powerful, and it holds great responsibility in that space. And I do a practice before I get on stage, which is really supportive and holding the container for me. And I'll do it either backstage or sometimes I'll go to the back of the audience where I can see the stage and kind of like the furthest back spot where I can really get a vantage. And I'll breathe and I'll inhale and I'll stretch my aura to include this entire space, to envelop the stage, beyond the stage, the backstage, to envelop the whole festival. And then exhale into the central core, the smallest atom within my heart, the smallest point that I can possibly hold. And then inhale, stretch it out again, hold the whole space, find my comfort there. Exhale, let it go, and just practice breathing and exhaling. And that practice is something you can do with your home, stretching to include a room, stretching to include your whole city, even stretching to include the whole universe in a breath, and see how we can expand our consciousness and then let it all go and just become the nothingness in between.
Beautiful. And what did it look like for you as you got into this type of being? Has it always been like this? Have you always been able to tap into these different states of consciousness? Take us on a little bit of a journey that led you here.
Oh, be on my hat. That's a nice little hello. I would say it's a shared answer here. I think there has always been an innate inclination towards this. Even as a child, I found myself in a lot of opportunities of that same dance, but it was much more in that childlike wonder without much refinement and just that natural state. For instance, I did a performance when I was 8 years old for the Olympic Games. Got asked to sing a solo in the closing ceremonies. And to this day, it's still my biggest audience. I was holding a stadium in that moment with my voice and my aura. But it was so much in that innocent, free of any mind place, you know, the place of an 8-year-old, just like pure being. I then, over the last, you know, many years, my whole lifetime, it's really been a practice of honing and refining what that means to hold the attention of many in one moment and directing where I want that to go, rather than it being about look at me and what I'm doing, which I think a lot of artists in that place have naturally gone that way. And a lot of DJs, it's very much just like, you know, they want to get the crowd going and it's just the energy exchange. Reminds me similar to having sex that's just for fun and you're like having this sexual experience and it's hot and it's spicy, but you may not touch enlightenment from that one night stand, you know? It's the difference of really tapping into the tantric dance and the divinity that can be accessed when we hit these heightened states of consciousness in the collective experience. And the more that I have been practicing what it is to hold these types of containers and take on the deep responsibility that is there, and clarifying my prayer of where I want to direct that, and getting really clear with the energetics that I'm welcoming in and what we are invoking and what we are dispelling and what we are transmuting, and how the arc of that journey can be a transformative experience. It has continued to open, and I bow down to my teachers and my guides and the mentors that I have had along the way that have helped shape these perspectives, and the ceremonies and elders that have demonstrated this to me in various ways, whether it be a ceremony with 30 people or a mega stage on a huge stadium, and just witnessing the various energetics, certain teachings coming from what I really love and what I wish to embody, and certain teachings coming from noticing what I don't love and noticing where it gets sticky and noticing where it gets a little bit stuck in the lower chakras, and being able to learn from that and saying, you know, I'm not going to do it like that. Thank you so much for this teaching. Blessings. Never underestimate the bad example as a teacher. It has been really profound to allow for that full spectrum to really be my teacher throughout this process.
Yeah. What are some recent shifts that you've noticed within you? Some, these could be external teachers, internal teachers that you've currently alchemized, something maybe sticky, crunchy, and now you're on the other side.
Yeah. Wow. My mind immediately goes to kind of this most recent chapter here at Envision Festival, which I've been at Envision last week. I'm still in Costa Rica right now. And there were definitely some challenges throughout this week. I mean, we're in the jungle, we're dealing with these wild elements, tens of thousands of people, gear that is in the elements as well. So there were many challenges. And I'll use the example of my Monday night show. I did a set opening the festival. It's actually with Tish, who's going to be at Untamed with us. And I had this opening set and I was really excited for this moment to be on Monday night of the festival to support in opening the container and opening it in a good way and setting a strong prayer and giving people a really strong moment to set their intention. And I come into the space so tuned in, so ready, so excited. And there were so many technical problems happening.
Oh no.
The mixer was only playing out of one speaker when I would play it out of one side. The microphone was cutting in and out. There were so many technical problems happening. But I feel like after this long in this game, I've experienced so many ups and downs of technical problems that I feel pretty unfuckwithable by this point. And that was the feedback I got. I actually did a workshop the next day and people were like, how did you keep the vibe when everything was going so crazy? Like after people were like, oh, no one could tell. And then everyone was like, that was crazy. You held it. But like, whoa, the whole audience was with me. And I had like six different people like checking plugs and I'm just still going and, yeah. and ringing the prayer and speaking through the challenge. And I think it's just like, wow, we can let life throw off our vibe if we let it. It's really a choice. That initial hit of challenge and the chemicals that erupt from an initial hit of challenge chemically only lasts like 30 seconds to a minute. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that initial 30 seconds to 1 minute after a challenge shows up is our mind recreating the drama or trauma and keeping those chemicals pumping in our system. It is a conscious choice to stay in that place. So if we can get in the practice of allowing the chemicals in our body to be refreshed, to continue mm-hmm. refining and coming back to that moment of what am I doing here? What is my intention? Why are we in this place right here, right now? What is this message here for me? And overcome each challenge in the moment and just let it slide off. Then we don't have to get stuck in the drama trauma loop. We can just let the vibe radiate and demonstrate, okay, when challenge shows up, we're in this together. We got this. We can stay in our prayer. We can stay in our dance. We can stay attuning to what matters and allow for this mirror of challenge to simply be a reminder and slide off our backs and be a deeper opportunity to kind of prove it to the universe. It's like, oh yeah, you want these various intentions. Can you hold it in the face of challenge? And when we pass those tests, the universe rewards us and it's well worth the practice.
Yeah, beautiful. And it is a continual practice and it is a continual refinement. And I love that reflection of when things start to go, what I, you know, as you're sharing that, what I'm seeing and witnessing is when things go awry or just messy and out of our control, it's like, wait, coming back to the original intention, like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Like, and letting that fuel each decision and moment moving forward, because we have two choices in those moments of like, oh my gosh, technical issues, here we go, or just we're going to fucking roll with it and we're going to thrive through it. And then you get to teach people on the other side how to navigate something like that. So this is a beautiful example of turning like a mess into a message. And
I love that.
You got like, you were in the mess of it, but you're like, I know I'm going to have a message on the other side. And here we are talking about this. And whether you DJ, work with music, technology, doesn't matter. Like, if you're listening and you're going through something in your life that's a little messy, a little out of your control, come back to your intention. Why are you doing it? Why are you following through on it? And let that guide you. So on this note of intention and following these steps, let's go into the Untamed experience. And I would love to hear, what is your intention as you share and weave your medicine for these women?
My intention is to taste our full radiance together. I feel like the curation of this experience is so designed precisely to allow us to tap into the little girls that we are inside, allow them to place the various archetypes and costumes on, to stretch ourselves into the women and the leaders and the guides and the oracles and the creatrixes and the artists that we are here to be, and to give ourselves an opportunity to lay down some of what we've come in with. Because at this point, you know, we're all pretty developed, I'd say. Every woman that I know so far that's coming, I mean, they are high caliber. It's no small group of women. Like, these women are refined. And I think in that process of refinement, there can be those things that we've adopted in the story of who we are that might be fully true and authentic, or it could be an outdated story. And I'm really curious for myself and for everyone to be able to really try on these various characters, see what sticks, see what still feels relevant, let the stuff go that isn't us right now or us in our most exalted state, and allow for an experience of true radiance, to really taste it in this moment together and see each other as that, and be able to completely rebirth and come out of this experience in the most shocked-ified, blasted off, ready, clear intention versions of ourselves moving forward, so that we can do the big work in the world that we are here for, and simultaneously meet the ones that we're meant to do the work with. Because that's like, these experiences, I mean, part of the whole magic is like, who you're there with, and getting to mix and mingle and dance and cry and like go to the depths and the heights with these sisters, that then we can share our intimate visions and find the ones that have the puzzle pieces that we're missing, so that we can activate and actualize our greatest dreams all together.
Oh, beautifully put. And who we surround ourselves with matters. And it is so, so true. The women coming to this experience, I love that word, refined. These are women who are devoted to truth, devoted to their medicine, their magic, and doing it together, right? It's such a powerful thing when we can come together as women in the first place, but when we can come together as women with this unified intention to expand together, to deepen together, to awaken even more together, and to see what seeds are planted there that are going to harvest even after the experience, is going to be incredible to witness blossom and to flourish. So walk us through, Ruby, some of the like sneak peeks and practices you're going to be taking the women through.
Well, it all really comes down to embodiment. And I love that that was your first question, because it's one thing to speak it, it's one thing to dream it, but when we can embody it, when we can feel it in ourselves, that's really when it becomes real. So I feel like that's a big piece of my role within this context. I mean, the masters already that are showing up as the teachers and guides. I mean, you, I'm just like a bow down to your feet and your mastery within the realms of embodiment and business and showing up as like the boss queen. Really, what does it mean to run a queendom? And I feel my role is to really support us into the embodiment practices around it. There's going to be many different moments. I mean, it's not like a festival where I just show up and do like a 2-hour DJ set. Like, we're going to be bringing the movement and the music weaving throughout the whole experience, which I am so excited for, and allowing for that consistency to just be a consistent reminder of, okay, like, what can I shake off right now? And who do I want to welcome in? Which version? Taylor and I had a really beautiful brainstorm, our first call ever together, where we were just blue sky dreaming of all the various things that we could weave in. And another big piece that came through was the art of initiation and providing some really potent moments to access our Magdalene Codex, our Rose Priestesshood, to be initiating each other into these versions. So we have these opportunities to work with our mind, these opportunities to work with our emotions, these opportunities to work with our bodies and get our whole systems in alignment with this version, with this radiance that we are attuning to. And then from that place, work with the art of the rite of passage and create these rites of passage to initiate ourselves and signify to ourselves, to the universe, through the symbology of ritual, that we are crossing a threshold, that we are taking that step forward and stepping into rebirth. Mm-hmm. We're also going to do a really exciting practice, which is a blindfolded dance, which
I'm
is one of my
so excited for this favorite.
Oh my gosh, it's such a juicy practice to take away certain senses so that we can amplify others. And our eyes are giving us so much information in every moment. Goddess, bless our eyes. I am so grateful for all that our eyes get to see. And when we go into the darkness and into the void behind the veil and take away that sight, it amplifies our other senses so deeply and allows for a different layer of somatic integration. So that journey will be really potent. And many, many more. I mean, there's some surprises along the way that I want to keep for the surprise.
Exactly.
But I'm so, so excited. And yeah, I was just like giggling with some of the ladies this weekend that are going to be there. And we were just like, oh, it's like before a girl's slumber party. We're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best. And just the event is amazing. So the food's going to be great. Like, I feel really, really, really excited for this one. Gonna be potent.
So potent. And we've been calling it like the ultimate all women's summer camp. Like, remember you going to summer camp as a kid?
Yes.
This is like the next level, like high frequency women's summer camp where we get to dress up, braid hair, put glitter on, dance, have activations, be initiated. Like, what? Like right on the ocean. I am so excited, like beyond excited. And just knowing your medicine, Ruby, and the light and the texture you bring, what do you see happening for the women here? Let's say by day like three. So we're like halfway through, a little over halfway through. You know the activations you're going to be taking them through. Like, you have a feeling of what I'll be taking the women through and the other leaders there. What do you think is going to unfold or shift for these women halfway through?
That is such a beautiful question. I'll place on my oracular hat. Day three, attuning to day three. I would imagine day three, we will be experiencing many profound breakthroughs. Quite possibly some breakdowns, breaking down the walls or the stories that we have been holding. Letting go of what no longer wishes to move forward with us. And what I've noticed, especially with, you know, fasting or cleansing, day three, day four, day five, it's this opportunity where you kind of shift into an alternate reality. And by taking that step out of the normal day to day and your habits and routines and rituals and the people that you're used to surrounding yourself by, you know, day one, day two, I would imagine we're kind of like laying down our baggage and taking off our masks and getting comfortable in the space and getting to know these sisters and getting vulnerable. By day three, four, five, I imagine the juiciness is going to continue increasing and the clarity beginning to land of different ahas, different visions for our lives showing up, probably some very significant meetings of finding our matches in different ways of other queens that share the same vision as us. Yeah. The more I get down to the heart of my own vision and I hear the big visions for the ones that I'm closest to, it amazes me how similar they are. And it feels very much by design that we are incarnate at this time with these bodies and with all of the gifts that life has given us and traverse the challenges that we have traversed in order to design some really profound shift for the planet. And it'll be well beyond who comes to this retreat that gets blessed and touched by the ripples of the visions and the businesses and the ideas and the shows and performances and councils that will be created from whoever feels that call and chooses to venture into the jungle with us. It feels like a massive ripple. And I feel like that threshold of the middle of this retreat will be when the big seeds begin to plant, which then will be watering, and those will be sprouting and blossoming by the end. And then probably for many years after, that blossom will continue.
It's so true. And one of our mantras in Untamed is, when I rise, you rise. When you rise, we rise. And when we rise, they rise. So the collective. And what you just said of like that impact having beyond us there is one of the core foundations of the Untamed brand and the Untamed experience. Is like, we're gathering, yes, we're gathering to have an incredible time to celebrate life, to be activated, to awaken, to shed, to deepen, like all of that. And we're here to create a massive ripple effect in the world. And that you can't, like, I don't believe you can create that any other way than in the flesh, in person. Like I always say, like, I love virtual. I love Zoom. I'm so grateful for it. But there's something that, like, when you gather in person, the ripple effect is infinitely bigger than a virtual portal could even try to replicate. And I would love to hear your, you know, just your perspective on the power of in-person gatherings versus virtual gatherings.
There's nothing like being in the flesh together. Yes. It's so sweet. I mean, to feel someone eye to eye, it's the next level. I mean, it's really what it's all about. And again, I am with you. Bless Zoom. Bless our ability to utilize these like magical boxes with mirrors and crystals to somehow project ourselves across the whole world on a FaceTime and immediately see each other. Like, wow. First of all, let's not ever let the awe evaporate from how miraculous that is. And when we can feel someone's energy, there's just a different level of knowing. Yeah. There's a different potential for vulnerability and truth to be transmitted in those spaces. There's a surrender that can take place when you are being held in an actual container in person where you don't have to hold it all. You don't have to be strong and sturdy and carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. You can surrender and be held. And especially as women in today's day, we're being asked to hold a lot. And it's very much the role of a mother, the archetype of the mother. She is so good at holding. She holds so much. Yet, I don't know if it's quite by design for us women to hold as much as we've been being asked to hold in these days. And we show up, we do a good job of it, and it is profound. And when we can allow ourselves to truly surrender and to be in that trust with every cell of our body in what the universe is giving us, that's when the big miracles can really come in. Because sometimes those layers of holding and keeping it together and being the strong one that's like has a rigidness, those can be blocks to the miraculous energy. So it's a dance. It's a dance of how to dance with our polarity as women, with the need to show up in a very masculine world. What has been designed and created has been very much in the patriarchal sense, and it's been very structured, and we're working with hours in a day, and we're working with days in a week, and we're working with this Gregorian calendar that's all these boxes and driving in our boxes and in our boxes. And these are the moments where we get out of the box, where we completely eradicate the box to explore, like, oh, maybe I don't live in a box. Maybe I live in a flying Merkaba with the best sound system that you've ever experienced in the etheric realms. You know, what is the radiant essence of our being when we get out of the box? So the live in person is juicy. It's magical. It's my favorite.
Oh, I know.
Just love it.
you get to do it for your dharma, your purpose.
Yeah.
And you've been a part of so many different in-person containers. And, you know, we love our men. We love the divine masculine. Like, love my husband. What is your view as someone who has been a part of many in-person gatherings? The idea of an all women's gathering, how do you feel like it's going to be so much different? And not just like a small women's gathering, like a large women's gathering. How is it different than a men and women's gathering?
Well, first of all, I've never even been to an all women's gathering of this size.
Stop it. I love it.
Oh yeah. I've done women's retreats, but you know, it's like 20 women.
We go
it's
in
not
there.
100.
We go in
like
there.
This is going to be Shakti off the charts right now. And every event has such a different flavor. I'm a really firm believer that the essence of the core is what radiates. It's like the essence of the core and then the essence of the container, which includes the space that we're in, the environment, the temperature, the food we're being served. Oh my gosh, wow. Massive hawk just flying by me. Blessings. Those two things really curate the essence of the container. And so with this particular container, with you and Reagan and me and just the absolute dream team of facilitation that is going to be showing up here. I mean, within just the core, I would say our essence of a collective that I feel here is very much full expressed. Lots of wealth codes, massive queen codes, this energetic of full potential being realized. Also very much limitless dreaming, and not only dreaming it, but bringing it into action and into form. Everyone within the center core council are people that walk their talk, that show up and dream it, speak it, call in the resources and generate and create. It's like the full arc of manifestation being realized. So that's really infusing this container. And then you place all of that in the magical, mystical, fertile lands of Costa Rica, in Nosara specifically, that northern region, which is super mystical and magical. And it's paradise. I mean, it is a taste of heaven on earth. It is the experience of being one with nature. It is the experience of being also fully taken care of. These women are going to be so nurtured and pampered and loved up and held and fed, and just given an opportunity to to exhale, to be present, to not have to hold their day-to-day, not have to hold the logistics of their children, of their families, and really just be there for them. This is going to be a give back for their spirit. And I feel like with the combination of the essence that already is building with the limitless nurturing environment, it's a recipe for so much transformation. And to bring it back even deeper into that question of what is the difference between the male and female containers versus an all-female container, I feel like the safety of this and the availability for vulnerability to really let down our guard, let down our protection, let down our defense mechanisms, and really show up as the most authentic, raw versions of ourselves is going to be so potent and allow for deep transformation to occur.
Yeah. Oh, beautifully put. And I just see for all of us there, like all of us, the teachers there, the attendees, and even the staff, of being able to access this portal of love and expansion and abundance. And I love this, the safety piece. Yes. Like when women gather, I agree with everything you said. When we gather as women, we tend to put our guards down. We tend to feel a little more just like safer to soften. There's no comparison. There's no jealousy. It's just like, oh, okay. We're all here gathering as women, uniting, which heals sisterhood wounds. I know a lot of women coming are, I've gotten direct asks of, is this going to help me heal any sisterhood wounds? I'm like, yes. Like 100%. The majority of them. Yes. Yeah. Like 100%. Because it just, when we're in a set and setting that encourages that, that encourages this safety piece, that encourages this vulnerability piece, the sisterhood wounds naturally heal. And the very first, our opening ceremony, we're going to be going through a sisterhood wound, a initiation practice. And we're going to be dealing with that the moment women arrive at the opening ceremony. That way, the rest of the week, we're not having to address that or feel like it's just like, oh, it's done. We're done. Like,
yeah, we tended
We tended to it. So we can actually start focusing our attention and energy on, you know, to put it like bluntly, on things that really fucking matter.
Yeah, totally.
On things that really matter. And then if you're listening to this thinking like, yeah, but my sisterhood wounds matter, they do. And the most liberating things we can do for ourselves as women is to forgive ourselves for being the mean girl and to forgive other people for being the mean girl, because we've been on both ends. We've been totally on both ends.
Like, oh my gosh, it's so important. It's like, it's honestly a distraction to our greatest service when we are in any form of competition with each other, rather than being fully amplifying and uplifting each other, because the ships all rise when the tide rises. And when all of us women are in support of each other, like, whoa, watch out, world. Because that tide is going to be rising, and so will all of our ships together. Yeah. And what a more fun placement to be at the top with all your queens looking around in support of each other, rather than that past archetype of kind of like the castle on the top of the hill where we're just like, we made it, but we're lonely and we're isolated. And it's like, it's like, wow, we get to do this together. And what a new paradigm way to approach it, and so much more fun.
We get to do this together. I love that so much. On that cherry on top, Ruby, I'd love to hear words like from your heart, which everything's from your heart, but like this, like really invitation to tune in here. And I ask Regan the same, and Kimmy the same, the other teachers there. For the woman who's listening, who like knows she's meant to be there, she sees herself there, and but keeps coming up. What is your just your words for her?
Deepen into the why. On both sides, deepen into why you want to experience this transformation for yourself. And just like, as if it's a thread, just grabbing that thread and pulling it closer. Why do you want to be there? Oh, to meet fellow sisters. Okay, why? To deepen into my vision. Okay, why? And just follow that why all the way into the core and see if you can identify the deepest root of it. And then simultaneously on the other end of the but, of the doubt, of the hesitation, just continuing following that thread. Okay, why? Oh, the money. Okay, why? Because I don't believe that I'm worthy of earning the amount that it's going to take to get me there. Okay, why? Because when I was 7, someone told me that I wasn't worth enough. Okay, why? Because they were hurting, because they had experiences in their life. And just follow that thread as deep as you can find it. And once you get to the core of each of these threads, bring love, bring light, bring illumination, breathe into the core of those placements and allow for a softening to tend to whatever, whether it be a wound or whether it be a delicate little seed of a vision that's so big that it scares you deeply. and just breathe with it and be with it and hold that little girl or hold that little seed, whatever is needed to soften and allow for that to feel safely held with you as its greatest ally, with you as its healer, and with you as its best friend.
Mic drop. That I felt that in every cell of my being. That took me back to just the version of me, you know, I would say like 6-7 years ago, really looking for my tribe, looking for my sisters, looking for the healing and the permission and the next level of myself that I knew I wanted to expand into and just didn't have the container available. I couldn't find it. It wasn't there. And I'm just like, oh, like this container can gets to be that for so many women. And it makes me so emotional because it's like, that's my why. Like, that's my why for birthing this is to have a place for women to gather, to feel safe, to feel seen, and to be celebrated. And I'm just like, oh, that. So everything you just said, Ruby, like with a fucking bow. Oh, it's going to be incredible. Incredible.
Well, I love that you are. Yeah. I was just going to say, I love that you're creating the thing that you needed. And like, isn't so that badly. So the magic? And I find we're going to see that with the women that show up is like, they're going to create the thing that they need. It's the way that it works. And we discover our own purpose by understanding kind of where the void is in our current life of like, what are we needing in life? And it very well may not be present yet and visible yet because you are the one to create it.
Like that I have those moments a lot where I'm like, that's why it makes me emotional. I'm like, I'm creating the, like I prayed for something like this. Like I prayed for this. And so I can, only imagine how many other women have been praying for this. And I'm like, here it is. Like,
Thank you so much, love, for being willing to place your heart on a platter like this. And it is no small task to gather so many priestesses in one space and to show up in the leadership role to pull together all the logistics. And I just want to say thank you for your willingness to allow for all of us to show up and transform together, me included, the facilitators included. Like we are in the initiation with everyone. So it's going to be so potent. And I'm just really, really grateful.
Thank you, love. So honored to have you part of it. And if you're in Untamed and you haven't put 2 and 2 together yet, a lot of Ruby's music is in our Untamed playlist. A lot of you know that. And a lot of you might be thinking, oh, I thought I recognized that voice. And so it's extra special to have you there to be performing because women have on our Untamed playlist have, you know, made love to your music, have danced to your music, have had spiritual awakenings to your music, like in every form, because that's what that portal is, Untamed. And so it's going to be so incredible to see you there performing with the Untamed women, with myself, and hearing your medicine in the flesh after jamming out on Spotify for, you know, Untamed's been open for 3 years now. And so it's incredible. So thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for sharing your medicine online, virtually, Spotify, and in the flesh. How can people find you, Ruby? Where can they find your music and all of your offerings?
Well, first of all, find me at Untamed. If you want to hang out in person for a week in the jungle, that's definitely going to be the best deep dive drop-in. And then all the various online portals. My music is on Spotify and Apple Music and pretty much anywhere that you listen to music. We are present under my name, which is Ruby Chase. And Instagram, I would say, is the best way to connect virtually. I am a real person. I respond to my messages. I am there pulsing in with you, enjoying delightful, silly memes. So my story is always really jam-packed with fun, spiritual, enlightened laughter. And yeah, I mean, I've got a really, really powerful tour schedule through this year. So even after Untamed, you know, that's in April coming up here very soon. And then through the whole summer and spring and fall, I'm going to be pulsing around to many other in-person events. And my intention is to really be present with you all wherever you decide to show up along the journey. And I, again, just am such a big loudspeaker for the in-person, for being able to be in person together and show up for the ceremony that is right in front of us and in real time. So always holding that invitation strongly and with a grounded, welcome heart. And I'm so excited to be in this journey with each and every one of you. And thank you so much, Taylor, for just your radiant heart and our sisterhood. This will actually be our first time meeting in person.
I'm really excited
for that.
Yeah,
definitely. It was one of the last times that I was in Costa Rica, actually. We were messaging on Instagram, just slid into each other's DMs, fangirling each other, like fanning each other's flames, like, you're amazing, you're amazing. And that is really what sparked this. We began the seed of working on music together, actually. And me kind of fanning your flame, Taylor, as you've always been this advocate for really speaking your truth and using your voice. And so there's definitely some magic in the works with our music that we're working on that will definitely be in the Untamed playlist very soon.
BRB, gonna throw up.
It's gonna be so fun.
So I got you, good. Girl. I love it. I know you do. Otherwise, I would be terrified. It's going to be so worth
it. Dueling your heart and your mind and soul and body and voice through this process. And
thank you.
Now all the seeds are sprouting. Yes.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. Go give Ruby a follow. Go see what everything else she has going on. All her links will be in the show notes below. Thank you so much, sister, for being on. Thank you everyone for hanging out. And as always, choose happiness, choose rage, choose joy, whatever it is, choose it. Because why the fuck not? I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Blessings.